All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Let's continue, I should say. So we are up to page Kuf Mem Hei in Perek Yud Gimel. The Tira. I mean, in the right edition, it's Kuf Mem Hei. The Tira. Kizosi Tachbula Gidola La Adam L'man Hinasam Yisros. Remember again, Ramchal is speaking about the idea of Precious. And the idea of Precious is the idea that although something may be inherently permitted, at the end of the day, if a person knows that this particular action sets me on a path towards sin, it should be avoided. So the Ramchal writes that a person should know that this is a tachbula gidola. This is a very important strategy. L'man hinatzel miyitzor, in order for a person to be saved from his yetzahara. Kikevan shebihiyoso beperek ha'avera kasha lav l'natcho v'lichbosh oso. Because when a person is in the midst of sin, it is very difficult to overcome it. Alkin tsarach sheba odenu rachok mimena yashir atzmo rachok ki az ye kosha liyesi the karva elah. Was it? This is an incredible yisod. What Ramchal is saying is like this: If I'm waiting to fight my yetzahara until I'm in the midst of the struggle, I've already lost the battle. It's an incredible yisod. If I'm waiting to vanquish my yetzahara until I'm already engaged in the struggle, I'm going to lose. The only way to win against the Yitzhara is to be proactive in the battle. So being proactive in the battle means this idea of precious. Being proactive in the battle means this concept, ultimately, again, that I am identifying the factors that will lead me to sin before I even engage on the path of sin, and I'm making a conscious decision to avoid those particular factors. That is the only way possibly to overcome the Yitzhara. Hine. He gives an example here. Hine, habeila im ishto muteres si heter gamar. He says, for example, man is permitted to have relations with his wife. And I both say, we would take it even a step further. We've seen from our Gemaras that the truth is not only is it a permit, but again, it's a halacha. But nevertheless, amnam kvar tiknu tvila leba'alei karyan. But interestingly enough, Chazal, what we call Takanos Ezra, instituted a tevila for a balkari. A man who has a seminal emission is obligated to go ahead and go to the mikvah. Why? I will say, now, understand, now we spoke about that Takanos Ezra many moons ago, Meseches Brachos. So we still fulfill that Takanos Ezra today, but today one could fulfill it, technically speaking, with the shower as well. So, but the idea, so why did Chazal institute such a halacha like this? Literally translated, that Talmidei Chacham Torah scholars should not be with their wives like roosters. I guess roosters or chickens mate frequently. I guess that's the idea, that I'm not up on my mating habits of roosters. But I guess that's the idea. I'm sorry. You're on the coop all day, right? What else is going on? Okay. So, Lefisha Afa Pisha Maisa Atzmo Mutter. Omnam hu matbia ba'atzmo shala adam taiva hazos misham. Taiva hazos. U misham yachol li mashaykh ala isra. So we'll say, so what are Chazal saying? Again, here's a perfect example of what Ramchal is trying to say. That here you have an act which is inherently permitted. And by the way, this is even a better example, because not only is the act of intimacy of relations with one's wife permitted, but again, like we said before, it's a mitzvah. So, but yet again, what are Chazal doing? Chazal are going ahead and saying that we want you to go to the mikvah after you have relations with your wife, in order that it impresses upon you the idea that this is something that requires some level of thought and moderation. Both said the idea, remember, the idea of having to go to the mikvah the morning after, right, says that what? Says that a person thinks twice about whether or not to engage in the particular act. And the whole chap is that a person should think about what it means to be constantly steeped in intimacy. Now, what Ramchal says over here is, he says, "Kvar hu matbia ba'atzmo shel adam hatava." So we'll say, if a person engages, you know, the Gemara says, you remember I think we had this Gemara already, or maybe not. It could be that it's a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Sanhedrin. You know, the Gemara says that there's a part of the body of man, referring to the Makomila, where the Gemara says that if a person constantly sates it, it's always hungry. But if a person ultimately, again, deprives it, then it's able to be full. The idea is that we know the way it works in terms of one's desire for intimacy, the more one has, the more one wants. So all that Ramchal is pointing out over here is that if the person is constantly with his wife, then ultimately again, it ingrains within a person this desire. And I will say, obviously, the way it works with taiva is that if a person has a desire, and it is impossible for that person to fulfill that desire in a permitted way, it's only a matter of time until a person fulfills that desire in a prohibited way. Here it quotes right here. Sanhedrin. Ever katan yesh ba'adam. There is a small part of man's body. Maspio ra'iv. If he goes in and literally sates it, if he satiates it, then it becomes hungry. Marivo. But if he literally starves it, savea. It becomes full. The idea over here that if a person constantly engages in intimacy, all they want is more intimacy. But if a person, I will say, mar evil literally means starve it. Now, again, obviously, the Gemara is not suggesting abstinence, and the Torah is not suggesting that a person is never intimate. That would be an avera, to never be intimate with one's wife. But the idea is that a person does not necessarily give in to the desire, temptation, all the time. I will say, I just want to qualify this statement in a very important halachic form. You know, the halacha is that if a man knows that his wife is desirous of relations, he has an obligation. He has an obligation to go ahead and be intimate with her. What this is talking about in these situations is, let's say he's the initiator. So again, if the wife is not the one who's desirous of it, he is the one who's desirous of it. So the Gemara, so here the Ramchal is just saying that a person has to be careful. Well, see, this, I think, is a paradigmatic example of this, because here you're taking something that is permitted. But the truth is, we understand, if a person is always engaged in physicality, in intimacy, in sexual behavior, that it's only a matter of time until ultimately that desire burns so intensely that when they can't satisfy it in a permitted fashion, they will satisfy it in a prohibited fashion. But lo od, not only that, he says rather, afilu b'shah haru'uya ve'esa hagum. I must say, now this is amazing. This is tomorrow's daf, what he's about to quote over here. So this is coming attraction, which is, I was just sending out the email. Tomorrow's daf is like, let's see, like PG-13, R, you know, it's not a tat yomi, correct, it's not tat yomi. Right? It's not bring your kid to shir day tomorrow. So the Gemara, so here we see the following, that at a time that is permitted and appropriate for intimacy, Amru al Rabbi Eliezer, Shahaya Megala Tefach Umechaset Fachaim, the Doma Limisha Kafau Shade, Kadesh Lehanos Afilu Bishas Hana Asa. Now, we'll say that we will discuss this in greater depth tomorrow, but they said about Rabbi Eliezer that literally he would just uncover the bare minimum of his body in order to be able to engage in the act of relations. The Doma Limisha Kafau Shade, and he did so in a way, literally, it was as if he was being forced by a shade. The idea is that he did not apparently do so in a way which was done to maximize his pleasure, in order not to fully benefit even at the time of the act of relations. Now, we will discuss this. And again, I want to be clear on this Gemara, that this is not, that Gemara is not halacha lemaisa. In fact, again, the Shulchan Aruch actually discusses quite explicitly in the opposite way, how there's an obligation to enjoy moments of intimacy, and how, again, obviously, if for a man, ultimately, he is not enjoying it, that'll have a ripple effect, ultimately, on the experience of his wife, which, of course, is not permitted. One is obligated to maximize the pleasure of his wife in the intimate experience. The idea that the Gemara is saying, the idea that the Ramchal is saying over here is that Lemaisa, that you see that this Rabbi Eliezer, and we'll discuss his behavior, like I said, more tomorrow, but the whole chap was that he was concerned about getting too drawn into the desirous world of intimacy and too nervous about potentially then awakening that fire within, which then would create a desire that would have to be satisfied at all times. And if there wasn't a permitted outlet, then ultimately he would use a prohibited outlet. That's the idea that's being expressed over here. Hamabushim akishutim. Similarly, again, when it comes to clothing and adornments, lo hisira hatora al yafyam o al tamnisam, ella shelo yebahem kilayim yebahem tzitzis. Last call in terms. What's another example? Clothing. Clothing. So we'll say if a person wants to go ahead and buy, let's say a person says, I only wear, I don't know what's a good example of expensive brand. Armani. Good. Good, right? Very nice. Very nice. Hey, so a person says, I only wear Armani. So we'll say, is there anything wrong with saying I only wear Armani? No, you're in violation of an aver. No, as long as you check your Armani suit for shatness, right? And if it's a four-cornered, if you decide to get an Armani frock, you know, that has four corners that you put tzitzis on it. So as long as you follow the halacha, you're fine. He says, "Va'askula mutarim amnam milo yeda shemelavisha safeir baharikim barikma timashe chagayva v'gamaz nusig ba'ba." So we also know that if a person's only wearing Armani, so, and again, I'm not knocking Armani, you can wear Armani all you want. Halavai v'shal bizocha to wear Armani till 120, right? But the idea over here is that if all a person wears is Armani, then what's going to happen, says the Ramchal, a person's placing an incredible overemphasis on their external appearance. Again, I will say, remember, I want to be clear. A person is supposed to look nice. A person is supposed to look clean. A person is supposed to wear nice and befitting clothing. But a person puts an overemphasis on it. So what ends up happening? What ends up happening is that leads to gaiva. That leads to arrogance. And ultimately, again, says the Ramchal, you know what else an overemphasis on external appearance creates? It also creates a propensity for znus, for immorality, because when a person becomes a little bit too self-absorbed and self-involved, immorality is not far behind. Milvat hakina ba'taiva ba'ushek ha'nimshach ha'mikomashe hu yakar ala adam la'sigo. Furthermore, of course, it also creates kina, jealousy, meaning if I want Armani, but I don't have Armani, you have Armani, I don't have it, it creates kina, taiva, incredible desire. We'll say this goes back ultimately to the things we've spoken about before, that when a person has a desire for expensive things, so again, remember, that creates an incredible intensity within the individual, and if a person can't acquire those items through permitted means, then chas v'shalom, a person may even turn towards illegal means to attain it. I will say that once the Yetzer sees something that a person wants, so Adam Shetola Ba'akevo, if you look at footnote 60, Shetola Ba'akevo, Va'ayde kachu magbia gufom, V'takin se'idaso derch gaiva, Leilich ekev b'sadagudu. So the Yetzer sees something, so then what happens? A person begins to walk towards it, Memashmish begadav u'mesal sal b'saro, he begins to go ahead and adjust his clothing and fix his hair. Omer Zeshali. And a person says, this is mine. I will say, the idea is that sometimes things that we see, that, and this goes back to something we've learned before also, that perhaps begin as a luxury item or begin as something that might be nice, person decides they have to have it. And once you decide that you have to have it, often a person will stop at nothing to have it. And when a person puts such an emphasis on externalities, ultimately, it leads to gaiva, and it could lead to znus. Hatil va'adibor. Now, we'll say, now again, remember, the common denominator of all these, let's just do one more thing, actually. Hatil va'adibor. So we'll say, what is this? So teal means traveling around. Dibor, speech. Im eino bidvar iser. If a person is not doing something aser, vaday din Torah mutaru. Amnam kamol bitol Torah nimshach mimena. Kama min alashin hara, kama min ashkaran, kama min anzanos. So we'll say, so what happens? A person's always, right, spatzering, right? The person's always walking around looking what's going on over here, what's going on over here. Now, again, I don't think he's referring to a person who takes too many vacations. Vacations are good. A person needs to relax. But maybe you could refer to a person who's taking too many trips also. So these are things, or a person just talks too much. I will say, now again, we all know people who just talk too much. Now, the reality is that walking around too much, that talking too much, is not necessarily usher. They're not necessarily saying anything, but we also know the statistical probability is the more you talk, the greater the probability that you will get yourself into trouble. The teal, ultimately, again, the walking around, the spatzering, the trips too often. So again, is that usher? No, except what does happen. Ultimately, again, I will say a person has to be focused on accomplishing important things. And if a person is not focused on accomplishing important things, it leads to leitzanus, it leads to laziness. But Omer, Berov Devarim Lo Yechdal Pesha. Furthermore, Yesh Lomel says in Mishlei that the more words, you will not avoid sin. So, both say the idea over here that the Ramchal is pointing out, the common denominator among all of these items is they're all technically mutter. They're all technically mutter. All the things that we mentioned today, whether it's intimacy, nice clothing, taking trips, talking, All of these things are technically permitted. What Ramchal says is that, again, too much of these things ultimately leads one on the path of sin. And the greater message that Ramchal is trying to impress upon us is that if a person truly wants to win the battle with their Yetzihara, what's the goal? Don't even let the battle begin. Because if the battle begins with Yetzar, chances are you will lose. I will lose. We all lose that battle. But if we're proactive in that battle, identify the actions or the activities that get me into trouble, even though they're totally permitted, but they pave the way towards negative behavior, identify those activities. Only engage in those activities in moderation. A person sometimes could be proactive in preventing the battle altogether, and that's ultimately how we overcome the Yetzirah. That's the midah that Ramchal calls the midah of Precious. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Kuf Mem Zayin on Monday.